From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesia to send rescue medical teams to help Turkey aid with disaster relief efforts. Indonesia-Australia discuss regional defense and security issues. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesia is preparing to send a search and rescue team, medical workers and logistical aid to Turkey following the devastating earthquake on Monday that rocked parts of Turkey and Syria and killed around 17,000 people to date. The government plans to send an urban search and rescue USAR team of 47 international qualified personnel from the National Search and Rescue Agency Basarnas and 12 personnel from the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB. BNPB spokesperson Abdul Muhari told a press briefing on Thursday the team, along with the equipment and two rescue vehicles, are to be flown in by Hercules aircraft belonging to the Indonesian military. Indonesia and Australia have discussed defense and security issues in the region in the 2+2 meeting of the foreign ministers and defense ministers of the two countries. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, in a virtual press briefing from Canberra on Thursday. The meeting, which was held on Wednesday, was attended by Retno Marsudi, Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo, Australian Minister of Foreign Affairs Penny Wong, and Australian Minister of Defence Richard Marles. Retno Marsudi said the meeting was very important to discuss dynamics and competition among major powers in the region, as well as maritime security, both in Asia and the Pacific. On that occasion, Indonesia also continued to invite Australia so that together they can become a supporting force in maintaining a peaceful, stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to protect their palm oil sector and counter discriminations and unilateral policies affecting the commodity and harming the two countries' interest. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto has informed. He was speaking at a press conference following a bilateral meeting with Malaysian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Plantations and Commodities Fadilah Yusuf in Jakarta on Thursday. During the meeting, the two countries agreed to seek policy dialogues with major palm oil importing countries. The two nations also agreed to send a joint mission to the European Union to address their concerns and prevent unwanted consequences of the European Union deforestation's free commodity policy regarding the palm oil sector. Knowing and understanding the culture of other countries is one of soft diplomacy that is often done by several countries. One of the manifestations of this diplomacy is the internship program for foreign students and university students from one country to another. President Director Australian Consortium for Countries Indonesian Studies, ACICIS for Indonesia, Adrian M. Budiman told Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Thursday that ACICIS is part of Australia's soft diplomacy program. He hopes that internship students in Indonesia will get
harapan
positive
kami
things
adalah,
from the placement in Indonesia.
Our hope is that they get not only academic experience but also the cultural one, knowing more about Indonesian people.
Apa kultur dan pengenalan lebih dalam terhadap masyarakat Indonesia.
According to Adrian, the Australian students are in Indonesia for 6 weeks, 2 weeks for language preparation and socialization, and 4 weeks of placement in the field according to the studies and interests of each students. In Indonesia, the students are placed in several institutions such as in the fields of journalism, law, economics, agriculture, both owned by the government and the private sector. The Australian Students Placement is one of the programs of the New Colombo Plan, which has been implemented by the Australian government for a long time. Let's move on to the international news, where the death toll from the devastating earthquake in Turkey and Syria has surpassed 21,000, according to the latest data released by authorities and rescuers. The death toll from the earthquakes climbed to 17,674 in Turkey, with 72,879 injuries, Turkish Vice President Fuat Oktay said on Thursday, February 9th. In Syria, 1,678 people were killed in government-held areas, and the death toll in the opposition's held region stood at 2,190, according to media reports. International search and rescue team rushed to the quake-impacted zone to assist in rescue efforts. Syria's health minister said on Thursday, February 9, that the Syrian health sector is reeling under pressures from the U.S. sanction. Speaking at the press conference, Hassan Al-Gabash stressed that the suffering of the Syrian medical sector is not a result of the recent massive earthquake that hit the country on Monday, but rather the Western sanction imposed on Syria for 12 years. Al-Gabash stressed that from the first moment of the earthquake, the Syrian Health Ministry's emergency room was mobilized to coordinate the response and send ambulances, mobile clinics and supply trucks to the most affected provinces. The minister called on the United Nations, the International Committee of the Red Cross and other international organizations to provide assistance to Syria to deal with the disaster. Singapore will drop a requirement for travelers who are not fully vaccinated to show COVID test results or purchase coronavirus travel insurance from February 13, the government's virus task force said on Thursday. Masks will also not be required to be worn on public transport, the health ministry said in a statement, as authorities lowered the disease outbreak's response level to green from yellow, indicating COVID-19 is not threatening. However, masks will still be mandatory in healthcare settings where there is interactions with patients and in indoor patients-facing areas. According to the health minister Ong Ye Kung, the public can also remove COVID-19 contact tracing apps, and the government has deleted identifiable data from its servers and database. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on international solidarity for Turkey and Syria.
Today's commentary is on international solidarity for Turkey and Syria. A shallow earthquake with a magnitude of 7.8 and an epicenter in Pazarcık district, Karamanmaras province, Turkey, rocked the country early morning Monday, February the 6th. This massive earthquake has destroyed thousands of buildings, including residences, in both Turkey and Syria regions. As of Thursday, the number of victims who died due to earthquakes in the two countries had reached more than 12,000 people. According to a report by the British daily page The Guardian, at that number, around 3,000 people are in Syria, while nearly 9,100 others are in Turkey. Interior Minister of Turkey, Süleyman Soylu, said his country had declared a disaster at level 4. This means that Turkey can ask the international community for help. A number of countries, including Indonesia, India, China, Japan, Pakistan, and Russia, have sent rescue teams and food and medical aid to both Turkey and Syria. Humanitarian aid from Indonesia has arrived in Turkey and was handed over by the Indonesian ambassador to Turkey, Lalu M. Iqbal, to the Turkish authorities. It is in the form of a container of food that was given directly by Ambassador Iqbal to representatives of the Turkey Red Crescent or Kizilay in Gaziantep on Wednesday afternoon, February the 8th, local time. Meanwhile, Indian External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagchi said Delhi had sent the first batch of teams with medical supplies, trained dog squads, drilling machines, and other necessary equipment to Turkey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed sympathy on behalf of India's 1.4 billion people to those affected by the earthquake. Pakistan has also dispatched rescue personnel and relief goods to the quake hits areas in Turkey. The Pakistan Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Pakistan International Airlines would send a plane carrying 15 tons of emergency supplies to Turkey and Syria. Japan has also dispatched rescue and disaster relief teams to support search and rescue efforts. The rescue team from China, which has 82 members, arrived in Turkey at dawn on Wednesday after flying more than 8,000 kilometers on a chartered plane by Air China. Even though it was at war, Russia also did not miss providing assistance to Turkey. Russia's Emergency Situation Ministry said Tuesday that more than 100 Russian rescuers had arrived in Turkey. Humanity and solidarity are of course reasons for the international community to provide assistance to Turkey and Syria. It is hoped that the assistance will not stop here because the two countries will need a lot of assistance, including treating post-earthquake trauma. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We begin today in history with February 10, 1943. German-Spanish troops engaged in the World War II with the Soviet Union. Battles involving German and Spanish troops fighting the Soviet Union took place in Krasny Bor near what is now St. Petersburg, Russia. One of the battles during World War II, which lasted for 4 days, German and Spanish troops won the battle, which is called the Battle of Krasny Bor. Switching to 1962, U.S. spy plane shut down in Soviet Union. A spy plane belonging to the United States was shut down while crossing the sky of the Soviet Union. The pilot of the plane, Francis Gary Powers, managed to survive even though he was eventually detained by the Soviet Union. After negotiations, the Soviet Union agreed to release Gary Powers after the U.S. also agreed to release some detained Soviet Union spy. I'll end today in history with February the 10th, 1996. The IBM supercomputer Deep Blue defeats chess grandmaster Garry Kasparov for the first time. Deep Blue is the first chess computer to win a chess game against a world champion Garry Kasparov in standard time of a chess tournament. On February the 10th, 1996, after 3 hours, world chess champion Garry Kasparov lost the first game of 6 chess matches against Deep Blue. The win was a very exposed game, but Kasparov then won the other 3 matches and earned a draw in the next 2 matches, thus defeating Deep Blue 4-2. Deep Blue is an IBM computer capable of evaluating 200 million moves per second. An estimated 6 million people worldwide follow the match online. The February 1996 contest was significant because it represented the first time humans and computers fought in rules. That was today in history.
Jangan hati.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Dolalak Dance from Purworejo, Central Java. Listener, the ASEAN Tourism Forum, ATF 2023, that kicks off Indonesia's leadership in ASEAN for 2023, was officially opened at Prambanan Temple Special Region of Yogyakarta on Friday evening. The ATF 2023 opening ceremony was attended by ASEAN member countries and partner countries such as ASEAN Plus 3, India, Russia, and several other international organizations. It was also attended by the Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, Ma'ruf Amin. When arriving at Prambanan Temple, the delegates were greeted by 1,000 Dolalak dancers. The Dolalak dance, originating from Purworejo, Central Java, is a form of acculturation between Javanese and Dutch cultures. The movement in this dance adopts Javanese dance moves and pencaksilat or martial art, which were also accompanied by a number of musical instruments such as jidur, drums, and flying. Listener, Dolalak dance features some types of dances. Each type of dance is distinguished by the lyrics of the songs sung from 20 to 60 songs. Each change of the song stops to give a pause. At the beginning of the dance, the dancers will sit cross-legged in the middle of the performance area. Afterwards, the dancers dance together in various compositions such as in pairs, trios, or quartet. At the peak of the performance, the dancers will dance independently in a trance state or in the condition of someone whose body is possessed or controlled by supernatural things. The local people know this trance condition as ndadi. Listener, Dolalak dance can be divided into solo dance, pair dance, and group dance. For group dance, it is usually danced by 10 to 20 people. The Dolalak dancers' clothing is similar to that of the Dutch soldiers. The clothing of the Dolalak dancers is a long sleeve shirt and short pants accompanied by a shawl or sampur, which is usually bright yellow or red. Other complementary clothing is in the form of socks and hats typical of soldiers. This hat is black circled with golden yellow batik cloth. Dancers are also equipped with glasses. For female dancers, they wear uniforms decorated with gold. That's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Kenamanya di ujung my love. Berawal kisah cintaku ini dengan seorang tamu ria. Tiada ku sadari terjalin cinta begitu mesra kau pada diriku. Oh sucinya cintamu pramuria.
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Neil Ngof Village in Maluku Province obtained an award for the Best Homestay category at the Asian Tourism Award 2023-2025. Neil Ngof Tourism Village Manager Rudolf Tethol said that the village joined the Best Homestay selections in Ngurblot Beach area and got into 11 tourism villages to receive the award. The village passed the tight judging process by the curator team from ATF 2023, handpicked by Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. Rudolf said that the award proved that the quality and service always met the satisfactory standards for the visitors of Neil Ngof Tourism Village. The 4th Asian Homestay 2023-2025 gave awards for Neil Ngof Tourism Village, Dieng Kulon Tourism Village, Nusa Mangala and Undisan Tourism Village. Rudolf further explained that there are 45 cottages in Ngurblot Beach area, consisting of 35 non-AC rooms and 10 rooms with AC, while in the tourism village area there are 20 rooms. The people of Neil Ngof developed the village with their own hands and promoted it until the area is now known by both domestic and international travelers. The village also got some awards such as Top 10 Hidden Heaven Tourism Village 2021 by the Tourism and Creative Economy Ministry, First Winner of Developed Tourism Village Adwi 2021, Maldives World Record as a beach with the softest white sand in 2023, and nomination for Asian Tourism Forum Award 2023.
Cheers.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a original song from Toraja entitled Sarira Parerung. This song narrates condolences to families who have been abandoned by a family member. In the past, it was often sung when a family or relative died as a condolence. However, because the rhythm is quite cheerful, now it is often sung in various events. So the people of Toraja think that this song is about happiness. Here is Ivan Swadi featuring Putri Reski with the original song from Toraja entitled Sarira Parerung.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
So you think you can go back and forth, picking up my heart and drop it back on the floor? So you think that it's fine for you to come around after what you have done? How many times have I told you I don't need your apologies? If you're just gonna keep coming around and do it on repeat, don't say sorry if you have no clue what you did.
Now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news. You begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now.
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly. Just be yourself for a while. You're staring, something that you thought will never groove in it. Pick up the beast,
aside the difference. Now work hard against a million.
You've got your own agenda. Kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moment. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment? So let's give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in a different pace, we're running in a different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on and groove and boss and move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I'll simply never make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be. We thirst the diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure, let's go.
Bila suasana di hatimu membuat resah tak menentu, katakanlah oh kasih, bukalah hatimu, janganlah kau ragu.
Mendekatlah padaku, letakkan tanganmu di dada. Rasakanlah oh kasih, getaran cinta yang ada di hatiku.
Semua itu karena dirimu, semua untukmu. Tulusnya cinta yang ada di hatiku selama ini hanyalah untukmu. Letakkan tanganmu di dadaku.
Rasakanlah oh kasih, getaran cinta yang ada di hatiku.
Semua itu karena dirimu, semua untukmu. Tulusnya cinta yang ada di hatiku selama ini hanyalah untukmu.
Sungguh aku,
jalan di gelap malam. Langkahku pun tertatih, telah membeku hatiku ini. Rasanya kau takkan tahu. Untuk sejenak ini ku akhiri, namun rasa cinta tak ingin berlalu. Cuma kamu yang mampu sembuhkan hati yang terluka. Aku yang terluka karena kamu. Ku berharap kau sadari betapa sakitnya aku.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.